Welcome, episode 16 for February 7th, Mac Minute's 10 Tips for the iPhone. It's good to have you back. This is the Mac Minute's podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can enable you to work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news to you in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minute's podcast. In this episode, I'll be starting a series of giving you 10 tips in less than 10 minutes for iOS, and will follow up in subsequent episodes with watchOS and macOS. Hopefully you'll find a few tips you didn't know and you'll get them in less time than some podcasts spend on their introductions. Let's get started with a tip I'll call Health Today. Start on the Health application on the iPhone. Currently it's a red heart on a white background. Many of us use our Apple devices for tracking our fitness and body functions. Instead of going to the activity app or other fitness applications, you can get all the health statistics for the day with one force touch. On the health app, perform a force touch. Most phones since the iPhone 6S have this feature with the exception of the iPhone XR. A force touch is a firm pressing down on the application until you see a new menu come up. You should see Today and Medical ID. Press on Today and you will see all the health and activity data on one menu. This is an easy way to check your progress every day. The next tip is a scan feature. Many of us will get a document that we need a working PDF copy versus just a screenshot. Apple has implemented a convenient document scanner right in the Notes app. Here's how you access it. Open the Notes application, create a new note or an existing one. Tap the plus icon that's located above your iPhone's keyboard in the center. Tap Scan Documents. Use the shutter button or one of the iPhone's volume buttons to capture a photo of your document. Adjust the corners of the document by tapping and dragging them if necessary. Tap Save and you now have a working document. Tip number 3 is a flight status shortcut for all my Mac Minutes listeners who often pick up friends and family from the airport. In Alaska, most of us do a lot of trips to the airport. In fact, I'll be using this tip tonight. Instead of going to the airline application and going through a myriad of menus, Safari makes it much easier to track flights. So my wife is coming in on Alaska Flight 735. So in Safari, I type in AS, which stands for Alaska Airlines, and then 735. We fly Delta a lot, and the abbreviation is DL. Magically, the flight information appears telling me when my wife will land and if her flight experiences any delays. It also helps when you are flying and at touchdown to know what gate you'll need to go to. It will also inform you the total duration of your flight. All that info with a few pecks at the keyboard. The next tip, I often use at the gym and when I want to listen to some new music versus one of my many playlists. For me, I'll ask Siri to play popular, alternative, or rock music. Obviously, to personalize this, you insert your preferred genre of music and it will require Siri to be voice activated. This will give you the current top-rated songs from iTunes. We are halfway at number 5, which is using your keyboard as a trackpad in messages. I periodically dictate my response into messages, and whether it's me or Siri, it doesn't always quite come out perfect. With a long press on the keyboard, your keyboard will start to act like a trackpad, so you can go right where you need to clean up your message, let go, correct the error, and it's easily fixed. This makes sending a clean, understandable message with ease. Another tip is if you're chatting via messages and then decide it would be better to talk, look for the picture or phone number of the messenger and you can simply tap on that icon for the person you are texting and it will reveal options either an audio or FaceTime call. This is a quick time saver with only 2 taps. For number 7, here's a shortcut to never hit the period key again. One of the most simple ways to add a period at the end of a sentence is by double tapping on the space bar. While we're on the topic of correcting mistakes, here's another tip. Let's call this one the calculator corrector. How many times have you been totaling up a bunch of numbers and you hit the wrong key by accident. Before I knew this tip, it meant starting over. Instead of pressing the C button to clear the whole number and then restarting, here's a trick if you simply want to delete the last digit of the number. You need to only swipe left or swipe right on the black area on the top of the app where the number appears. This will erase the error and you can type in the correct number. Here's tip number 9 for all the parents out there who like to videotape their child's performance and want to take a picture without interrupting the video. You can try this by going out to the video mode of the camera app and recording a video. As you are recording the video, you will notice a white button on the corner. Every time you press that button, a photo will be taken as you record the video. This will give you a full resolution photo that you can edit and print later to send to loved ones. Next, if you are like me and many others, you get a lot of email. Instead of scrolling back to the top, you can jump back to the top by immediately tapping at the very top of the iPhone screen. On my phone, I press just about the center of the notch. This will work in Notes too. Lastly is Apple's version of Quick Access, which is Control Center. Control Center is a function in iOS that lets you do things quickly, like adjust the screen brightness, toggle Wi-Fi on and off, and access the flashlight. Some of my favorite customizable features is the QR code reader, calculator, and Apple TV remote. You access Control Center from swiping down from the top on late models, or on earlier iPhones, you access Control Center by swiping up from the bottom of the screen. You can fully customize it by going to Settings, Control Center on your iPhone. So there you go, you got 10 Mac Minutes tips in less than 10 minutes. I hope you learned one or two tricks, and we will come back with another round soon. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. If you have a question, please reach me through Mac Minutes webpage located at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and facebook.com/MacMinutes. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Have a great week, and we will talk to you again.